Tomei. In the case that a person was tor, ate kotchim that was tomei. In such a case. Rashi says, Odom tor, shochel es akredish, tomei. Gemara meforish, minole, how do you know this? V'afopi shein v'chi of chorus, nifta kaporizu akach. That's what he holds, that the story of Rosh Chodesh comes to mechatma such a person. A person that was tor, but he ate the boss of that kredish. So he's allowed to do this. Such a person, he gets his chet, his kaporo is for the story of Rosh Chodesh. Alright. Yeah, alright, we'll start. We'll go over it again. We started the Mishnah yesterday, we'll do it over again. I'll review it. Here in Shavuos. Yeah, the Mishnah starts off again. We'll just go over it for a beginning. Oh, good. Mechavim to Gemara's Kasha. That's the first Gemara's question. Very good. Yeah, the Mishnah says again, Shavuos, Shtayim, Shem Abram. There are two Shavuos that it says in the Torah clearly that we darshan another two to make it four. That means the Shavuos Vitzav, you make a Shavuos and you are not Mekayimit, comes out to Sheker. So there are two ways. L'sha'ovar means you will do something or you will not do something. That much it says in the Torah. And l'sha'ovar, that I already did something or I did not do something, that will make from a drosha. Then it says, Yediyas Hatum Eshtayim Shem Arba. Yediyas Hatum also, if you were Tomei, and you forgot that you were Tomei, and you went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else you ate the Bosa of Kodshim, so Yechayev HaKorban HaLuvi Yerud. So the Eshtayim, it says in the Torah, Shem Arba, we dash in another two cases. One case is that you forgot that you were Tomei, and either you went into the Beis Hamikdash or you ate Tomei, or else you knew you were Tomei, just you forgot this was the Beis Hamikdash, or you forgot you were holding. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Sirei Haragolim Mechaprin. No, only the Sirim you bring on Gimel Ragolim. The Sir Chapis you bring on Gimel Ragolim, it's Mechaprin, somebody that does not have Yedi at all. Avot Loi Sirei Rosh Chodashim. Shimon says, though, the soy we bring in Rosh Chodesh is not mechaper on Tumas Mikdash. If so, the Yama Sirei Rosh Chodesh mechaperim, for what purpose do we bring it for? What kapora do we have from the Sawyer Hanasan Rosh Chodesh? So Mor says, according to Rabbi Shimon, Al HaTor Shokh Les HaTomei, a person that was Tor, and he ate Bosa Kodshim, that's Tomei, that's a lav. So for this he needs a kapora. Even though it's not a lav sheish by chorus, usually we know you only have to bring a korban chatez on a lav that has chorus b'mezid. Now that you did a b'shoigid, you have to bring a korban. Here is the chiddush tomorrow with Dash and the Posik, that a tor that ate bosa kachim, he need, that was tamei, he needs a kapara, and the sawyer on Rosh Chodesh is mechapit. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Meir Oimer, no. Kol asirim kaprosan shova al tumas mikdash u'kadoshav. Your may holds no, all the sirim, all the sirei chatis hachitzayim, whether the sawyer on Yom Kippur, whether the sawyer on Rosh Chodesh, whether the sawyer on the Gimel Regolim, they're all mechaper on the same thing. There's no difference. There's only difference then if you did a chet in between one and the other, that the first one, that gives you the kapara. Like Rashi says, kol sirim usafim, bein sora nasa b'chutz Yom Kippurim, bein shor Regolim, bein shor Rosh Chodeshim. Kapros and Shova. Kulan Mechaprin al Kol. Mechaprin all of them. What does that mean? Bein al Shein Boyedia Batchilo Viesh Boyedia Lavsoif. Bein al Shein Boyedia Levitchilo Lavsoif. Bein al Torah Shirkul Asatame. Here it may hold there's no difference. These three Kabonis, the Soyer Achitzoin, and the Regolim, and the Rosh Chodesh, all Mechapr equally. Just the Soyer Anasa Befnim, there he agrees it's different. There he agrees the first one we had. The soya that's brought lepnim on Yom Kippur, the soya Lashem, that's only toila for the one that had the idea about betchila, just he does not realize it yet. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Now, hoi Rabbi Shimon Oimer, sirei roshei chadoshim mechaprin al hator shoch let atami. Shimon says no, like we had before, that each one is separate, that the soya that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, the korban chatis, that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, it's mechaper on the Torah that ate bosa kodshim that was tummy. The shel regolim, the serum chatis is brought on gimel regolim, mechaperin al shein bo yidia loy batchil loy basoy. Like I said before, the person did not realize at the beginning that he was tummy, and he still does not realize it. He does not realize he did the chet, but the maist is called the shoygeg. He's at fault, he needs the kapara, because he should have known better, he should have watched himself, so he needs the kapara. His kapur is with the sore on that comes on the Gimel Regolim. The Shal Yom HaKippurim,
The Sor HaChitzon, the Korban Musaf, that's born in the Kippur, is Mechaper al Shein Bo Yediya Batchilo, al Yesh Bo Yediya Basoif. Also, a person that cannot come to a Chi of Oil of Yerit, because he did not have Yediya at the beginning, but he has Yediya Basoif, so he receives his complete Kapara on Yom Kippur with the Sor HaChitzon. Here's Rabbi Shimon Shita. So, Ruloi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, Mal Sheikrovu Zebozeh. What's going to be, let's say you set aside this soyer for Yom Kippur, and you lost it, and they brought a different korban instead on Yom Kippur, and now later they find this soyer chatis that they set aside for Yom Kippur. Could you bring it now on Sukkot? Or else a korban that was set aside for Sukkot, or a sir hachatis that was set aside for Gimur Regolim, for Sukkot, and then they lost it at the time. So they took another korban, and they used the second one. Now they find the first one. Could they bring that soya that was set aside fresh for Gimur Regolim for Sukkot? Could they bring it on Rosh Chodesh? That's the shayla. On the Esrav Shimon, could you change around one from the other? Mal sheyikravu zebaze. Is Omalahen, Rabbi Shimon answered back, yes, yikravu, you can bring it. Bring the soya that you set aside for Sukkot. Bring it now on the first Rosh Chodesh. Omru lois echom said back to Rabbi Shimon, how could that be? According to your shita, ho yovien kapros and shaveh. Since you're telling me now each korban has its own special kaporom, hey korban zeh bazeh. The korban of Gimur Regolim helps for ein lo yidiyah b'tchila, avi yesh lo yidiyah b'saif. And the Rosh Chodesh only helps for a tor, shochal b'satanei. So how could the korban that was supposed to be brought for this kaporom come for another kaporom? Omalehen, so Rav Shimon answered that, that's not a kasha. Kulen boyim lechaper al tumas mikdash kedoshim. He said, they have one common denominator. They have shaykhis one to the other. Each korban is coming for a kapara, which has to do with either mikdash or tumi. So Lamaisa, you did not bring this korban yet on Sukkot. It was lost at the time. It was just set aside for that korban. So since it was set aside for a kapara, having to do with the mikdash or tumi, it's not a big kasha now to bring it on the first Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh is true, it's only Mektayer, it's only Mechaper, on a Tor that ain't Bosatameh, but it has to do with Tumah. So you could bring one for the other. That's Rav Shimon's for. Rav Shimon himself, he answers back himself. Now, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm a Mishmoy. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says over the name of Rav Shimon, Stam Rav Shimon, and the Mishnah Rashi says is Rav Shimon ben Yehoi. So here, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda is saying over the name of Rav Shimon ben Yehoi that Sirei Rosh Chodoshim, the Korban Musaf, you bring on Rosh Chodesh, Mechaperin, it's Mechaper ala Tor, Shochel Asatomi. That's cool, that's not like Reb Shimon also. That Rosh Chodesh is only Mechaper on the Tor, that ate Bosak Tomi. Moisaf Aleim Shor Regolim, the Musaf that we bring on Gimur Regolim, the Soy Hachatis, is Ed, means not only is the Mechaper on the Tor, Shochel Asatomi, but it's also Shemechaperim ala Tor. Right? The al also the al shein bo yidia lebatchil lebasoif. In other words, when you go up a madrega, it has two. The gimur golem not only does it have the mile of Rosh Chodesh, but it has another mile that's mechaper on a person ein lo yidia lebatchil lebasoif. Moisav aleihem shayom kippurim. We have the special sora chatis hachitzon that's brought by Musav Yom Kippur shein mechaperin. What is that mechaper on? First of all, ala Torah Shalach Atatomi. It has the Maila of Rosh Chodesh. V'yal Shein Bo Yediyah Lebechiv Lebasoif. It has the Maila of Gimur Regolim. And has another Maila, third Maila to it, V'yal Shein Bo Yediyah Patchila, Avul Yesh Bo Yediyah Basoif. A person that at the beginning did not realize he was Tomei. When he went into the base of Migdash, he never had the idea yet that he was Tomei. So he cannot come to a Korban Eilu V'yarid. His Kapor is on Yom Kippur. This soy rachitzon, that's mechaper. This is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Shita. So the kitz is a little bit different than Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon before himself holds each one has a separate kapara. According to Rabbi Shimon, the higher you go, the more it has. Like Yom Kippur has three, Regolim has two, and Rosh Chodesh only has one. So this is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Shita. Omer loy to him also the chom asked him, Mal sheyikrevu zeh bezeh. What's going to be the same shiloh? You had this seer chatis you set aside for Yom Kippur. And it came Yom Kippur, you lost it. So they brought a different one. And now they find it on Sukkot. Could they bring that sawyer on Sukkot? Omelhen, Moshim ben Yechoy answered back. Omelhen, hey, yes, why not? Omelhen, the Chum said to him, there's a kasha, you know why not?
in Cain, Yesha Yom HaKippurim, Kraven Broshe Chadoshim, that they said, that I understand. Because this much I can understand. If the soil of Yom Kippur, that was lost, now you want to bring that on Sukkot, very good. Because Yom Kippur had the Milo to Mechapra on all three. So now it's going down to Sukkot, it has the Milo to Mechapra on what Sukkot, on Ein Lo Yediya Batchilo, Al Yesha Diya Basoif. Abba, but my question is like this. What? Rosh Chodesh also has the Maimah, right? Right. Abu, my kasha on you is like this. Hey, Shel Rosh Chodeshim, Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. How is it possible if you lost the Soyer for Rosh Chodesh Elul? Rosh Chodesh Elul, they set aside the Soyer, Lachatis. They lost it the day before, so they had to bring a new Korban, so they have it left over. Now when it comes Yom Kippur, they're going to bring the Soyer from Rosh Chodesh Elul. How could that be Lachatir Kapora Shein Shalom? The Korban of Rosh Chodesh Elul only has the possibility to mechaperon a tor that eats Bosa Tomei. That's his Kerech of Kapora. So how could you come and bring it down Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is mechaperon two more things. So how could this Poshara Sir Rosh Chodesh be mechaperon Yom Kippur? Or Malahem. Right. Zemar say, Yerub Shim Ben Yechoy answer back. Kulam Boyin Lachaperon Tumas Midish Kodeshov. That they have to do one with the other. Even though it's not exactly the same, but since all three kabbonis here has to do with the mechaper al mikdash shekudoshov, one could be brought in the other's time. But Avad Magageshna is saying, now that you bring the soy Rosh Chodesh on Yom Kippur, sheet that has the Kedushas Yom Kippur on it, and Avad and now will be mechaper on all three. Now, a chiddush now the Mishnah says, v'yalzodoin tumas mikdash shekudoshov. Let's say somebody bemazed it. This is the one time, one or two times, yeah, that a korban is mechaper on a chet of the mezid. The mezid, the person knew that he was tomei, he deliberately went into the Beis Hamikdash. So a regular korban early doesn't have a korban early b'yurid. That's only b'shoigig. What's going to be the kapara for such a person? So seer hanase b'fnim, the seer ha'pnim, the soil Hashem, v'yom ha'kipurim mechaperin, staka mechaperin him also. The soyer apnim, not only is it mechaper or toilo for someone had a yediya matchilo and he doesn't have his yediya basoif, but it's also mechaper bemezid. Somebody that went into the Beis Hamikdash bemezid, he'll have a kaporo from the korban chatas apnim that's put on Yom Kippur. Now, al shar averus shabbater, somebody did other averus in the Torah. Hakalos, let's say it's a lav, hachamurus, the mohammedic averus. Has doinus, he did it bezodoin, the ashkogish did it bezoigeg, hoida, vlehoida, you realize you did the chet, or you did not realize you did the chet. To come up with Masbu, what this part of the Mishnah comes to include. What's the hoida, vlehoida? What is that different than choigeg? Or essay, vloisa say, whether it's an ister, I say you were over, whether it's a loisa say you did, krisos, or misas bezdin, let's say somebody has one of these chatoim he did, so there's a chiddush that, soyer hamishtaleach, Mechaper, that the soyer, that the one is Lashem, Echad Lazozel, the soyer achatis that they throw outside, they throw off the cliff, the soyer mashaleach, that's Mechaper on all the Averis of Klai Yisrael. You take all the Averis and throw them over the cliff, get rid of them. Now, Echad Yisraelim, the Echad Kanim, the Echad Kain Mashuach, they all have a Kapar in Yom Kippur. Whether you're a regular Yisrael, whether you're a regular Kain, or whether you're Kain Agadol, all three have its Kapar in Yom Kippur. Just there's a little difference. If so, ma ben Yisrael l'kohanim or l'kohen Mashuach, what's the difference here between the kaparo of a Yisrael l'kohen and the kohen gadol? Elo shapar mechaper al kohanim al tumas mikdash shekudoshov. That there's a special par that the kohen gadol himself brought, a par kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. So that par was mechaper not only for the kohen gadol but also for the kohanim. And it's a shal now, what exactly was that par mechaper on? The Tanakam is saying, it was only mechaper on Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. It means the Kohen, that any type of a chet, of coming into the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tomei, the special par of Yom Kippur is mechaper. What about those that Kohanim have other Averis, Shar Averis, Chai V'Yetzei, Chai V'Lavin? He agrees that the story of Mashtalech is mechaper. In other words, everybody still has to come on to the story of Mashtalech. The one that said Lazozel, that's Mechaper on Shar Averus. Just the Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshov did the difference. The Yisraelim have the Kapora from the Soyer HaChitzoim. And the Kanim have the Kapora from the power of the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shimon Aymer now digichidish. Shimon Aymer. Kishem Shedam Hasoyer Hanase Bifnim Mechapra Yisrael, just like Kla Yisrael has the kapara from the Chetumas Amigdash on the Sorach Yisrael. Kach Dam Apar, the same way the Dam Apar that's brought for the Kohen Gadol Mechapra LaKahanim, it's Mechapra LaKahanim. Now he says the Chiddush Kishem Shevidui Shel Soyer Mishtalech Mechapra Yisrael, just like the Kla Yisrael gets its kapara for the Averis Adid Bishafte said the Vidui on the Sorach Mishtaleach Kach Vidui Shopar Mechapra LaKahanim. He holds that the Kahanim do not need the Soyer Mishtalech at all. They receive all their kapara from the Par Kohen Gadol. There's the Par Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol brings it, his Vidui, he says Vidui, tests the kapara for all of his Averis and all the Averis of all the Kahanim. All the Kahanim receive their kapara from the Soyer, from the Par Kohen Gadol. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the Kahanim do not need the Soyer Mishtalech at all. According to the Tanakhama, yes, Shara Averis, even from Kahanim, are taken care of with the Soyer Mishtalech. What's the special power Kohen Gadol? That's only a kapara for the special chatoim of Mikdash HaKadoshim. That's the Tanakhama. Shimon says no. We've seen the Gemara why, but the power Kohen Gadol takes care of all the Kahanim. All the Kahanim go into this power Kohen Gadol, and the Sira HaChatis, and the Sira Pnim, and the Soyer Mishtalech, that's for Klal Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, here's your question. Nichti, let's see. Tana yesterday, we learned Mimakis. Tana Mimakis, Solik. Yesterday, we finished Masech to Makis. Maishna the Tani Shvuas. How come today we're learning Shvuas? What does one got to do with the other? Yesterday, we were learning Gemara about Makis, and now we're coming Yedias Atum. What's going on here? Shvuas. The Tani speaks out, even though Yush Gafagav, the Kaimalon, betray Masech to Ain. Say to the Mishnah, two different Masech, there's not a Kash where one comes over the other. Hani Mila, that's only settled in your Machoik, Zakach Machoik, Akkha Stam. That's only a Shalom Psak Halacha. We have a Machloikis Nis Mishnah, and the next Mishnah says a Stam that we don't say we pass like a Stam Mishnah. But Avada Min Astam, there's a reason why one Masechta comes after another Masechta. So you have to understand why is Shuas coming after Makis. Most of this, Mishum the Toni, the last more, the pale part of the last Mishnah we have, Mishum the Toni, Al Rosh Shtayim, if you shave off your head, your Tayis, your Chayiv Tulab, Echod Mikan, V'Echim Mikan, one on the right of right Tayyah, one on the left Tayyah. If you take a razor on your beard, shtayim mikan, you have two averis on the right side. Shtayim mikan.